Hi, I'm Justin Simpson, and this is The Impact of Farming on Iowa, my submission to the Paul Engle Glory of the Census Essay Contest. Iowa is commonly known for the land of farming and the production of dairy and processed meats. Driving around small towns and seeing endless rows of crops is normal for people living in Iowa. I don't think people realize what farmers do and the hours put into growing a crop. The struggle and thinking all the bad things that could happen, and then they could lose their livelihood. In 2016, Iowa produced the most corn in the United States. Corn can be used in a lot of different ways, such as fuel, animal feed, whiskey, and everyday foods we eat. With much in Iowa revolving around farming, one of the most influential and important contributors to the farming are the John Deere plants. They are instrumental in farming by providing tractors, mowers, combines, and many more tools to make farmers' lives easier. John Deere was started back in 1937 in Illinois, and the founders were John and Charles Deere. In 1953, the first tractor produced was called the Model T and cost around $400. The company has grown greatly over the years. As for today, it is the top-selling farm equipment in America. But now, with the new technology, they are only getting better and cost around $500,000. John Deere has many factories supplying lots of jobs across Iowa. They have over 50 factories just in the United States, with 9 being in Iowa. John Deere is important to me because my family is close to the company. My dad, uncle, and grandpa have all worked for John Deere. Through the production of tractors, farmers are able to produce in Iowa with a significant amount of corn and soybeans. It doesn't just end there. Even young kids are greatly affected by corn. Many 14-year-olds sign up to work in a field, detasseling corn and or picking up rocks in the summer. I have done 3 years of detasseling, and it's hard, but you get used to it. Even the waking up in the morning for 3 weeks and walking through a field. I can still remember what it feels like to grab a tassel off the green, wet corn on an early morning, and moving on to find the next one until the job is done. By the end of the day, the heat and humidity have you sweating through your long sleeves and pants. This is a good example of Iowa's work ethic and how we are known to be a state filled with hard workers. When you try to get a job out of state and see they're from, you are from Iowa, they know you have a good work ethic and will do your best on the job. My whole family has been around farming for a long time, and some of my very first memories are from farming. My first time riding in my grandpa's John Deere tractor when I was 3 is something I will remember for a long time. I remember waking up at my grandparents' house to the noise of cows through the open window as they got ready for breakfast. I always looked forward to helping my grandpa go feed the beef cows in the morning. I think summer in Iowa is the best because it's good weather, no school, and I enjoy the free outdoors of beautiful Iowa. The sight of watching the corn grow fast over the hot summer months, the great taste of buttered sweet corn with the smell of barbecue on the 4th of July. I remember going to parades and seeing all the different John Deere tractors driven by local farmers. Something that people don't think about Iowa when it comes to farming is the Amish community and their impact on farming in Iowa. The simplest, unmodernized approach on farming is the way of life, and without it, they wouldn't be who they are. If you drive by their community, you will see them traveling by horse and buggy or kids walking into their one-room schools. It is also common for them to grow big gardens and have their clothes drying on the clotheslines that were hand-washed. Amish farmers continue to use animals for farm equipment rather than big tractors that are built with the greatest and newest technology. As you see them working in their fields, you realize how far in technology in the farming world has come along. The Iowa State Fair and Des Moines is something that has been going on for 130 years and is a big part of Iowa culture in the summer. It has over 1 million visitors every year and one of the top state fairs in the United States. Many kids plan and work hard all year round just for 11 days in August to show off cattle for a chance to win prize or money. The Iowa State Fair has something for everyone to enjoy, like as gun shows, concert rides, craft shows, crazy food options, and much more. I enjoy the Iowa State Fair and try to make it every year because of the atmosphere and history. But many of Iowa's small farmers, especially dairy farmers, are struggling to stay afloat due to the very low dairy profits. This is sad because of the amount of blood, sweat, and tears that farmers put into their jobs. What will happen if all dairy farmers in Iowa are shut down because of this? My family and many people I know could be affected. And changes need to happen soon so that farmers can keep their farms and livestock. In the end, I think everyone loves Iowa for who we are as a state and the community. The farming culture we have is something that we started a long time ago and should stay with us. Farming has personally affected me a lot, and I barely know what these farmers do to make a crop and be successful. We can all do our part by supporting local farmers.